From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Blanc.
And I'm Robert Siegel, and we're continuing with our coverage of the violence that has engulfed Iraq after yesterday's bombing of the Shiite Golden Mosque in Samarra. Late today, Iraq's government announced it is extending a curfew in an effort to calm the situation.
We're joined from Baghdad by Iraq's National Security Advisor, Muwaffaq al-Rubai. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, ma'am.
What can you tell us about the daytime curfew that's now been imposed by the Iraqi government?
I think the central government has to exercise its authority to stop people movement and to reduce or any possible level of violence during Friday. And Friday is normally a very busy day in the capital and in the provinces around the capital.
So you're imposing a curfew, especially on a day when people would be heading to mosques to go to Friday prayers.
Well, see, we have a detailed intelligence reporting on things that might happen in the capital from the outskirts. And that's why we are trying to preempt any attacks on our people. And this is the duty of the government, to protect its own people.
What is the nature of that intelligence reporting that you're mentioning there?
Sorry, I can't discuss the detail of the intelligence reporting.
But you have some kind of information that further attacks on mosques are planned?
I'm sorry, I can't go into detail on this reporting.
Let me ask you about yesterday's bombing of the Golden Mosque in Samarra. What is the best information that you have about who's responsible for that attack?
We're still investigating this, and we have managed to detain 10 people up to now. Two are very strong suspects of them. So we will have a very good lead in a very short period of time.
Are these homegrown Iraqi insurgents? Are they outside elements from Al-Qaeda?
At this moment of time, I cannot verify their nationality.
There has been, as you know, concern expressed about the people who were guarding the shrine. Authorities in Samarra, which is mostly a Sunni town, had refused to allow Shiites to guard the shrine, the Golden Mosque. Could Sunni guards themselves be complicit in allowing this bombing?
I think we need to wait for the outcome of the investigation. We need to not talk about Shia and Sunni. I believe we're going through a difficult time, admittedly. We need a period of calm, and our people need to use their reasoning. And we have sky-high emotions running in the country on both communities, and we need to calm our people down.
You say we're going into a period of calm. We're hearing reports from our own Anne Garrels that the situation is the worst she's seen it in the 3 years that she's been going to Iraq, and there are a lot of fears of all-out sectarian war. Do you think those fears are well-founded?
That's absolutely not true. And to be quite honest with you, this is ridiculous. We're not in a state of civil war. There's a lot of exaggerated reporting. Somebody was reporting on a very respectable TV channel saying that 129 mosques has been burned or attacked. That is absolutely not true. It's only 9 mosques been drive-by shooting on them. So I think there's a lot of exaggeration. There is a lot of atmosphere for exaggerating the stories.
I believe that information is coming from the Sunni clerics themselves, who have said that 10 Sunni clerics have been killed and another 15 kidnapped. Are you saying that's not the case?
I don't know. I haven't looked into this, and we need to investigate this in detail. I think I'm not going to reply to every single claim or accusation. We need to sit down and work out these crimes which were committed, if they were committed.
What is it that makes you optimistic about the security situation and how not so bad you think it might be?
The intrinsic, if you like, or the very cement which is tying the Iraqi people together is so strong. I don't think it's going, the Al-Qaeda in Iraq and the Saddamists are not going to be able to break this bond between the two communities. These bonds they went to very deep in the history of Iraq.
Well, Dr. al-Rubai, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, madam.
Muwaffaq al-Rubai is Iraq's national security advisor. He spoke with us from Baghdad.